A 19-point timeline of Joe Biden's infamous links to the family business. By Wendell Hussebo on July 1, 2023. Although President Joe Biden has personally denied involvement in his family's international business scheme 9 times, a timeline of events suggests Joe Biden not only is linked to the family's affairs but is a key member of an organized crime operation, as House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, termed it. Comer recently identified 6 specific policy decisions that Joe Biden made that indicate he could be compromised. Where is the money? Biden responded in June when asked about his ties to the business. He later said he was joking. It's a bunch of malarkey. The following 19-point timeline lays out the data points obtained from whistleblowers, the laptop from hell, James Comer, Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, and the Senate 2020 report on the family. 1. In 2013, Hunter flew to China with Vice President Joe Biden aboard Air Force 2. During the excursion, Hunter introduced the vice president to his business partner Jonathan Lee, the CEO of a company linked to Chinese intelligence. 10 days after the visit to China, Hunter secured a 10% interest in BHR Partners, a Chinese state-backed investment fund co-founded with Lee. The fund's capitalization was $1 billion. The Bank of China, a state-owned bank, controls BHR Partners. BHR Partners' website boasts 15 billion Chinese yuan, renminbi, the official Chinese currency, in various portfolio companies, translating to more than $2 billion. Hunter Biden held a 10% interest in BHR with the entity Scanny Atlas LLC. He controlled Scanny Atlas, according to Chinese public records from Baidu, as the sole governor until its dissolution in September 2021, a Washington, D.C. registration indicated. Documents obtained by Breitbart News, first revealed by the nonprofit Marco Polo, show the control of Scanny Atlas LLC is held by Kevin Morris, Hunter Biden's top attorney, who also paid Hunter Biden's IRS debts. 2. Photos from 2014 revealed Joe Biden met with Hunter's Mexican business associates, billionaire Miguel Alemán Velasco and his son Miguel Alemán Magnani, in the vice president's office. The then vice president also flew Hunter and his partner Jeff Cooper on Air Force 2 to Mexico City in 2016, where Hunter arranged to meet Alemán's son for meetings over a flippant gigantic business deal, the Daily Mail reported. 3. In 2016, Hunter and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force 2 to Mexico, where Hunter met with a business associate from Mexico City. On the trip, Jeff Cooper, who ran a large litigation firm, Simmons Cooper, invested $1 million in Hunter and James Biden's now-defunct hedge fund, the New York Post reported. Simmons Cooper also put up $1 million in investment capital for Hunter and his uncle Jim, James, Biden's abortive attempt to run a hedge fund in 2009. When the venture ended, the Bidens returned the money. Cooper joined the VP's entourage on Air Force 2 to Mexico in 2016, when he and Hunter were trying to negotiate an ill-fated petroleum deal with Alemán Magnani. At 6 p.m. on February 24, 2016, about an hour after wheels up from Joint Base Andrews on the 5-hour flight to Mexico City, Hunter wrote a plaintive email to Alemán Magnani using Air Force 2's secure, high-speed satellite communications channel. He blind-copied Cooper. 4. A photo reportedly taken in 2014 shows Joe Biden golfing with Hunter and Devin Archer, Hunter's fellow board member at the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. Archer, who was imprisoned for fraud, is in talks to comply with the House Oversight Committee subpoena regarding his knowledge of the Biden family's alleged $10 million Ukraine bribe and additional Biden family business transactions. The photograph includes a fourth man who has not been identified. However, he is not Burisma's top executive Taras Berdany or founder Mykola Zlochevsky. Photographs of both men can be seen here and here, Reuters reported. 5. In 2015, Burisma was under suspicion of money laundering and public corruption. Prosecutor Viktor Shokin was investigating the case before his termination due to pressure applied by then-Vice President Joe Biden, who threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid from Ukraine if the Ukrainian government did not fire Shokin. Joe Biden later bragged about the firing during a 2018 appearance at the Council of Foreign Relations. I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you were not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours, Biden told the audience. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. He got fired. 6. An FBI informant claims to possess two pieces of evidence that show Joe Biden received $5 million after threatening to withhold aid to Ukraine until Shokin was fired. House Oversight Committee Republicans told reporters after reviewing the Bureau's informant file. 7. In 2015, the day after Joe and Hunter Biden met with foreign business partners at Cafe Milano, one of the men emailed Hunter Biden his thanks for the opportunity to meet your father. The New York Post reported. The never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that Vadim Pasherskyy, an advisor to the board of Burisma, allegedly sent Hunter Biden on April 17, 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the Burisma board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure, the email reads. An earlier email from May 2014 also shows Pasherskyy, reportedly Burisma's number 3 executive, asking Hunter for advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf. 8. Hunter and Joe Biden allegedly coerced a Burisma executive into paying them $10 million in bribes. A source familiar with the FBI's informant document confirmed to Breitbart News. According to Grassley, the FBI informant document said the founder of Burisma, Mykola Slachevsky, who allegedly paid Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations with him as an insurance policy. 9. In 2015, Hunter and Joe Biden met with business associates from Ukraine, Russia, and Kazakhstan at a popular Washington, D.C., restaurant. Joe Biden was then vice president. The New York Post reported. Online photos of the interior of Cafe Milano match the background of the shot that shows the Biden smiling while flanked by Kazakhstani oligarch Kinz Rakishev and Karim Asimov, a former prime minister of Kazakhstan. 10. In 2017, Joe Biden penned a college recommendation letter for a child of Hunter's Chinese business partner, Jonathan Lee, with whom Joe Biden met in China. 11. In 2017, Hunter Biden stated in an email that Joe Biden was one of his new office mates after he went into business with the SVC executive, according to the Washington Post. Hunter also made a key for Joe Biden to use at the House of Sweden in Georgetown. Hunter Biden appeared to cancel his lease with the House of Sweden in 2018 after the SVC energy deal failed in 2017. The Biden family had previously negotiated a deal with SVC whereby Joe Biden, big guy, would receive a 10% equity stake in the joint venture, Hunter's former business partner Tony Bobulinski. 12. In 2017, whistleblower Tony Bobulinski, one of Hunter Biden's many business partners, twice met with Joe Biden to discuss a business deal in China. I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden, Bobulinski stated. After Bobulinski dined with former Vice President Joe Biden, his brother Jim Biden, and Hunter to discuss their deal in China, Bobulinski messaged James, telling him to thank Joe for his time. 13. Between 2009 and 2017, Hunter's business partner, Eric Schwerin, met with Vice President Joe Biden at the White House 19 times. White House visitor logs obtained by the New York Post revealed. Schwerin was the president of the infamous but now dissolved investment fund Rosemont Seneca Partners. 14. In 2017, Hunter Biden demanded payment from CCP-linked Chinese businessman Raymond Zhou, while Joe Biden was sitting next to him, according to a screenshot of a WhatsApp message from an IRS whistleblower. I'm sitting here with my father and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled, the screen capture shows. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. The captured transcript of the call continues. And, Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge that you will regret not following my direction. I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father. 15. Just days after demanding to be paid by a SVP associate in a WhatsApp text with Joe Biden sitting next to him, Hunter Biden asked a second SVP business associate, Gongwin Kevin Dong, for $10 million in another WhatsApp text, noting the Biden family is best at doing exactly what the chairman wants. In a message dated August 3, 2017, Hunter Biden told Kevin he wanted to quit squabbling over peanuts and settle on a firm deal by putting this to bed tonight and get to work. I am tired of this, Kevin. I can make $5 million in salary at any law firm in America. Very simple, Hunter wrote. 10M per annum budget to use to further the interest of the JV. This move to 5M is completely new to me and is not acceptable, obviously. If you think this is about money, it's not, Hunter added. The Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants from this partnership. Let's not quibble over peanuts. Chris Clark, Hunter Biden's attorney, admitted the 2017 WhatsApp text demanding money from a CCP-linked businessman while sitting next to his dad was indeed Hunter's message. The DOJ investigation covered a period which was a time of turmoil and addiction for my client, he wrote. Any verifiable words or actions of my client in the midst of a horrible addiction are solely his own and have no connection to anyone in his family. 16. In 2018, 2 years after Joe and Hunter Biden flew to Mexico to meet with Cooper, Hunter texted Cooper about a deal he had in the works with a business partner named Slim, the New York Post reported. Spoke to my dad about Slim Ask, Hunter said to Cooper. Oh, that sounds so fing good, Cooper responded. 17. In 2018, Joe Biden called Hunter Biden and left a voicemail about a business deal with the Chinese energy company SVC. The voicemail revealed the Biden family's concern that sensitive information was included in a New York Times article about Hunter Biden's involvement with SVC's chairman Yi Jianming. Hey pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, just give me a call. Nothing urgent. I just wanted to talk to you, Joe Biden said. I thought the article released online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think you're clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you, the message concluded. 18. In 2019, Hunter Biden revealed to his daughter that Joe Biden collected half my salary for 30 years. Hunter reportedly paid thousands of dollars for Joe Biden's house repairs from the money reportedly obtained from selling access to Joe Biden. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years, he texted. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary. 19. In 2023, former Obama White House stenographer Mike McCormick alleged that the FBI has ignored Joe Biden's role in the family's foreign influence peddling conspiracy in Ukraine. McCormick, who told the New York Post he has relevant information implicating Joe Biden in the family's business affairs in Ukraine, submitted a tip to the FBI in February. McCormick said he never heard back from the FBI, the same law enforcement agency which allegedly shut down the investigation into Hunter's abandoned laptop from hell. According to McCormick, Biden's former national security aide, Sullivan, told reporters on April 21, 2014, on Air Force Two as an anonymous senior administration official that the United States intended to help Ukraine's natural gas industry. Unknown to the public at the time, Hunter Biden was already a board member of Burisma, a Ukrainian natural gas company. Hunter's position on the board was not disclosed by the company until May 12, 2014, nearly a month after Sullivan's statement to reporters. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.